Cynthia's going to work down in Caesarea by the sea. That's the place of the Gentile Pentecost, where Peter came to Cornelius' house, and there's other things there. She's going to work that into our day tomorrow, so that those of you that maybe have never been there but don't want to do that on your free day will have opportunity to see that. We all will have opportunity to see that. So what will become the free day option then, or the leisure day option, will be a trip to Masada, swim in the Dead Sea, weather permitting, which it most typically does down there, Qumran, that for that three-day option. You do not have to decide this moment, but at some point tomorrow, so that Sippy can make arrangements, we will be asking how many of you want to make that your three-day option, your leisure day option. I understand that the cost for the total experience is $65. The biggest part of that is for the gondola up and down to Masada itself. That is the cost of all three-day options. So if you have never been to Masada, the Dead Sea and whatever, I strongly would recommend it. Like I say, you have this evening to think about that, and we'll ask for a hand count tomorrow so that she can make arrangements for tickets and transportation, this and that and the other. It would be Sippy that would be going with you, and Romney, the bus driver, and whatever, would be the same, except there will be a few less people going, because some people have been there some of us bunches of times, and so we'll probably be sleeping in and getting our hair done. I don't know. I actually had two ladies years ago that took the day and went to the beauty shop. So,
can you imagine? Anyway,
we'll do that. And I had another baptismal side experience. We were in the gentleman's club there, drying off and changing back into clothes. And there was a man that I discovered later who was running around trying to get someone to answer his question. He was, it ended up being a pastor from Brazil. And ironically, my associate pastor also is from Brazil. This individual needed to get in a white gown to baptize some of his people here from Brazil, but he didn't think to bring a bathing suit or anything, so he was trying to figure out how to baptize folks in these rather transparent sheets. And so anyway, the way it transpired, I took my bathing suit off from underneath and gave him my bathing suit and said, God bless you and hallelujah, and we hugged. And so I guess my bathing suit, unless it gets passed on its way to Brazil. Isn't that neat?
Oh, that's funny.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, dangerous to take it to the River Jordan. Okay, you were supposed to have the optional tour for tomorrow, Caesarea. It was supposed to be optional Caesarea and America. So we're doing it on free tomorrow, and we'll put it in the tour. The only thing I have kind of let you know, so you know about it, the itinerary for Jerusalem, because we had so much covered in the Galilee, is only actually 2 days. And that makes it a little tight in Jerusalem. So I'll see how we go about it. I'll let you know. Maybe certain things that keep open after, you know, closing time, we'll do them. We'll see how we will work it out, and I know we will. They called me from the hotel and they asked me that you'll go to dinner around 6 o'clock. And the reason is there's so many groups there. And as you saw in the morning, it's not very pleasant when it's too crowded. So that's one. To do all what we plan to do tomorrow, we ask you that tomorrow we'll have 6 o'clock wake-up call. 6:30, you put your luggage outside your door. Whatever was brought to your room, you put outside the door. They will collect it, and they will bring it down to the bus at 7:15, you know, from then, 7:15, each one will identify the luggage. I will make sure, Rami, that you will be the first one. You are on this wing, over the dining room, right? Anyway, I will ask that the luggage will be put there, down, not where they unload it, close to the exit of the dining room. And I tell you why, if you go up, if the bus will go up, we will be stranded, we will be cut off by other buses, like it happened the day before. So I want us to be ready to run. So the luggage will be, when you come out of the dining room, they will be set out there. Each one of you will see his own luggage. You identify it, you tell the porter, this is my luggage, and you'll see it get on the bus. The reason there's so many buses, I don't want your luggage yet to go to Egypt. It can go later on for the one who goes to Egypt. So again, 6 dinner, 6 wake-up call, 6:30 luggage outside the door, 7:15 identifying the luggage, 7:30 we'll leave. We drive this way to Beit An, Skitopolis, to put enclosure all the Decapolis, then Beit Alpha Synagogue, to put all the synagogue and the Jewish emblem together, then Har Megiddon, which will go to Old Testament period. So I will concentrate on Old Testament at Megiddo. And the reason I want to go to Caesarea, it's the best introduction to Jerusalem during the Roman era. And we talk about the Greek to Roman, what is called Greco-Romano period. You even see a film there that put it all together. And then we drive along the Plain of Sharon to the road Chaumeas, and if you look at the itinerary, that was part of your optional into Jerusalem. So that's all for tomorrow. Somebody said it's more than a full day, right? But I think we did very well today, even though lunch was kind of a little late. We've covered quite a bit, and I think every day. So we do appreciate you coming together. We're running around the Holy Land. It helps.
This is not as difficult today as yesterday in the sense of the time of it. It seemed harder yesterday than today. Today was hard, more spiritual.